previously would have caused dissension.
Hello. It's Chris again, bringing you a live version of Anarchy Today, and some steps have been taken, and there is forward movement in my personal expression of anarchy here on Earth in 2023 on the west coast of Canada. I wanted to share that with you all, and so thank you, each and every one of you, for coming out and finding this podcast and listening to this podcast. And my name is Chris, and I have been documenting my efforts to build an anarchist community since it began in 6 years ago. So anyways, let's continue on and talk about what's next. And I'm not going to recap what's going on, but except for I am in the process of staying in the city and extricating myself from the systems of our present government, our present authorities. And it is a plural. There's like multiple authority forms now in our modern world. And just to name a few of them, it's called government, religion, education, hospitals, and courts. That's just to name a few. There may be more. Maybe that's the most, right? But consider those as systems of control, systems of coherence. You know, so this isn't a critical talk on the flaws and of modern society, of our culture right now. And it's just full of flaws. And those of us who are listening understand this. My focus and attention is upon a solution and the living of it, not just talking it. I love talking and I like writing, and this new medium, voice recording, live, you know, just you and me, really. I'm just talking and you're not saying much because it's just me. But thanks for listening, everyone. And so today, or in the next little while, in this moment, I am in the process of ending my work career. You know, the work, the job, actually. Okay, so I will keep working, and the wording is job. Just obligatory behavior. I don't know. Yeah, I'm actually retiring. And I'm 55, so it's somehow legal. And I've been thinking about this in some detail, and I'm going to share the Cole's notes of my thoughts on my retirement. The first theme that comes up is that I am a free man now. And this is honestly granted. This is given by the system. You know, it's not 100% freedom, because many of us are still attached to the various systems of control that our culture now has. Mm-hmm. I was trying to find a different word than has, so couldn't find one, but go ahead and look. You know, we have to go to work every day and go to school before that. Like, going to school is the training of the mind and the behavioral system to go to work every day. So it starts off by going to school every day, and our parents do it, so we think it's okay. We trust our parents, and we figure what they're telling us is right, or okay. And I suppose that might have been true at some point, but maybe not. And there are levels of truth in this, but certainly my dad encouraged me to get a higher education, which represents debt, to buy a house. He's always wanted me to buy a house, and I always said, no, I don't really need a house. and stuff like that. So he was totally on board with all the systems of control our culture offers humanity. And I did submit to pretty much all of them. So I'm no stranger to the imprisoned. Hold on. You've got to see this. Oh my God. It's a gas-powered bike with high handlebars being ridden by an old man. Younger than me, though. I suspect, but it's hard to say. Oh, my goodness. Anyways, the sights you see here in the city, right? It's just fun. So let's stay focused. Let's bring it back. We're talking about freedom. Freedom is my most sought-after joy, what brings me joy and peace and love. I love freedom. And, well, we have to work every day, and that's not freedom. No way, man. And they tell us we're free by saying, yeah, you can pick whatever job you want. You can pick your career. And all those are basically true, right? You can. But, I mean, the constrictions are there, too. It's getting harder and harder to pick a good career, a career that you really wish. And it just seems really weird, the whole thing, right? And I saw it as a military thing now recently, too, because I remember in the 80s when my dad was lamenting that if he had stayed in the Navy, he would be now retired. And he was like only in his 30s or something like that then. And he would have been, you know, a happy man. Good pension from the Canadian government for serving in their military for long enough. And it wasn't that long. It was like, you know, 25 years or something less. I don't know. I can't remember. No, it couldn't have been 25 because he was pretty young. Anyways, it was a small amount of time, right? And it's not different what I'm doing here. So I was told I have to work until I'm 55. And at 55, I can retire from work. And, you know, if you do it right, you'll get a pension. Maybe a couple. Well, the Canadian pension has moved to 65. I think when I started it, it was 55. And so I basically have permission now to not go to work every day. And I can do whatever I want with my days. I have been released from a prison of sorts. And I noted when I first had this thought that I am grateful for the country I live in. Canada has been good to me. I do feel like I made choices and I was able to do what I chose to do, what I wanted to do. You know, when I was a young man, I saw it. It was like something that came to me, like a ball, and it hit me in the head, and I realized I wanted to work with people. It was that vague. I want to work with people. And that, of course, evolved into what I do now. And I won't get into it because we're staying focused. But thank you, Canada, for allowing me to find my freedom call. What I can do to be free. And so now I am leaving the workforce, but no, the job force, you know, I was a public school servant. I worked in the public education system at the secondary level, which is high school, teenage life, basically. And I enjoyed it tremendously. I loved my work, and I was in the comfort zone and fine with it, honest to God. And I knew I was a prisoner. I knew, you know, in some circles I even say I knew I was a slave. I was a slave to money. And our goal is to get freedom from the obligations of the financial system we're in. And I'm going to explain how that happened too, but maybe not now. Again, I just want to stay focused on talking about the retirement. So what did I just say? I said that I'm retiring, and I don't have to go to work anymore, so I'm free to do whatever I want. And a lot of us are kept in the system through the medical system, through the court system, through religion. Religion keeps you in the system, too. And other things, I'm certain, keep you in the system. And again, we're not really talking about the system. It's something we understand. Okay? You can take almost the worst of situations, and if all you have to give away is harmony. because that's all that you are. So I'm going full-time into the lifestyle. I'm turning my hobby of mental health practices and services into a lifestyle of practices and services. I've grown to understand through knowledge and practice that mental health can be a lifestyle that is free of the system because people do truly value it. I go to people and help them with their minds and their emotions and their spirituality, and they appreciate it so much. They give me enough financial aid to stay alive in this system. So I'm in the city, but I'm not of the city. Jesus said something like that, I am in the world, but I'm not of the world. And I've mentioned this because a lot of my freedom fighter friends are looking to leave the city. Like, you know, we meet here in the city, and they're all itching to get out into the country where they can grow their own food and be separate from these hives of human control, which is what the school system is. I mean, that's so funny. I'm trying to say the city is. So, yeah, the city is corporate bought. It is corporate created, and they're now going to claim it. If you want to live in the city, unless you can do what I'm doing and learn how to live under the radar. So people who leave the city are what do they call it? They're getting off the radar, I believe. And those of us who stay in the city but remove themselves from the system are under the radar. And so we are doing this here in the city where we're bringing together some of the needs that living in the city has. And one of them is mental health. Living in the city is mentally very taxing. It's a very difficult thing to live in the city. Okay, so I have to get going now, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. And I will continue this soon. And conflict isn't in your life anymore. And if enough of us did that, if enough human beings just... So as an afterthought, today was the last day I worked for the system as a slave laborer for a good wage, for a job I loved, in a community that was kind and generous. And today at the workforce workspace, we had our farewell ceremony, talking and speaking to everyone about the times we've worked there. And it was really beautiful, and they made me a beautiful gift. And I gave a little talk, a little speech about my experiences at the school, and I kept it pretty light. And shared with them only that I am leaving a job to work for myself, for my community, building a community around mental health and emotional wellness, healing, and spiritual growth and awareness. And, I'm pretty excited. I'm free. I'm a free man now. But my freedom is only, you know, as far as I can imagine. And I guess I just want to share that I will continue to live outside the box and not do things as the system tells me to do it. I may, in that process, run into trouble and struggles. Difficulties, but that is the way of things, and I'm okay with that. So thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to let you go now. You have a great evening. You enjoy your night with the people you love, and if you are alone in the bed listening to this, I wish you a good evening and a good sleep, and know that you are not alone. You are always, always with yourself. And the more love you can give to yourself, the better you feel.